You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast on this Monday, May 21st, 2018, just 5 days until a long weekend. I am your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. As always, if you enjoy this show, subscribe to it. You can do so on iTunes or Spotify. And we will deliver the show to your device each day so you can listen to us at your leisure. Also, if you enjoy this show, leave it a positive review in iTunes. We certainly appreciate those who do so. We have a big show today and a very special guest. It is Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, the third overall pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the new franchise quarterback of the Jets. The Jets, of course, made the pick a few weeks ago after their trade with the Indianapolis Colts. The Jets moved up from 6-3, and the USC quarterback Darnold fell to them. We caught up with Sam as he was shooting a new episode of the Going Numb series for Champs Sports. Fun little show. We'll have more information when Sam's episode is ready to air. And in our interview, we discuss what it's like being a draft prospect, going through that process, a few areas where Sam's working to improve his game, and we look forward to Sam's rookie year and his career in the NFL. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Sam Darnold, the new Jets quarterback. We're here today with Sam Darnold, the new Jets quarterback. And Sam, welcome to the Jets. For a lot of fans, the pre-draft period of time is very boring because you're anxious. You want to see who your team's going to pick. And I know for a prospect, it's much more active. It seems like you're always flying around to new places, meetings, workouts, the combine. Can you speak a little bit about what it's like as a prospect going through that process?
Yeah, it's exhausting, but it's all part of the, it's all part of the process. And, but it's something that I've been dreaming of, since I was a little kid, just to be able to play in the league, be drafted, at the time of the draft, right before the draft, we had no idea what was going to happen. We had no idea what Cleveland was going to do, the Giants, the Jets, we had no idea. So just going into it, I was pretty nervous, but really excited because I knew that wherever I ended up was going to be the right fit for me. So, but the whole draft process, the combine, everything, all those events that we had to do as rookies, they got pretty, as time went on, it was exhausting, but it was awesome to be able to spend time with other rookies, get to know some of the different coaches in the NFL. So it was a really good time, but it got really tiring too towards the end.
Now, I'm going to make an assumption here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm presuming that you'll probably be working a little bit more from under center in the NFL than you did at USC, although I'm sure you'll be working plenty in the shotgun. And just for fans out there who don't know, what's the difference from a quarterback's perspective from taking a snap under center versus being in the shotgun?
I think the biggest thing is just being comfortable with it. In high school, at the beginning of my career, freshman, sophomore year, I was taking a lot of snaps under center. And then towards my junior, senior year of high school, we started, playing in the gun a lot more as the zone read and RPOs got really popular. And then in college, as you guys know, I was mostly shotgun. And then going into the NFL and with the offense we're running now, we're running more, under center than I have in the past. So, but I'm pretty comfortable with it. I've already had a couple weeks of exposure with it and I'm really comfortable. It's just a comfortability standpoint, or comfortability thing for me. It's just being able to see the defense under center and in the shotgun, being able to get comfortable with both because, you see it just a little bit differently and you're able to get a different view, and perspective from both gun and under center.
Now, I understand we're only a few weeks in, but what are some of the similarities and some of the differences you see in the offense you'll be running with the Jets versus what you had at USC?
I think some of the similarities are most of the concepts. Because ball is ball. Football, the game of football and offense, it doesn't change a whole lot from team to team. Everyone kind of runs most of the same concepts, but it's just the terminology is way different. And then being able to call it in the huddle, and being able to check, at the line of scrimmage, be able to go up to the line of scrimmage with two plays, be able to kill it to the other play based on a certain look. So there's just a little bit more on my table than there was in college. But I like it that way. You know, I love being able to manipulate a defense and kind of be another coach out there on the field. So it's awesome, and I'm really looking forward to it. And right now, you know, with the few days that I've had off from OTAs, getting into OTAs this week, I'm just really excited to get back after it.
I read an article recently, I think it was the Associated Press, that talked about how you were using technology, I think it was called a smart football, to kind of help improve your throwing motion. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions about that, such as, you know, what made you decide to do that?
Yeah, so it was something that Jordan Palmer had brought up to me, my quarterback coach, and you know, anything that he brings to my attention, I know that, you know, it's going to be worth my time. He wouldn't just say anything, you know, for the heck of it. So when he brought it up to me, I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I'm all for it, because we were trying to figure out if my throwing motion, if me bringing the ball down lower in my throwing motion actually meant that I got more velocity on it. Because subconsciously, I always told myself, if I drop the ball lower, and that'll make the ball go farther, and you know, that'll make me or allow me to drive the ball a little bit harder. And so with the technology, we were able to find out that it didn't matter if I dropped it lower, if I stayed compact, I was, you know, I had the same velocity on it with the same trajectory. So with that, you know, with data, to be able to use data and, you know, just use the hard evidence to tell myself, okay, if I don't drop the ball any lower, it won't make me throw it any harder. So that was the biggest thing for me. It was just all mental. And so with that, I was able to kind of subconsciously tell myself, okay, I don't need to do that, and just made my release a little bit cleaner.
Now, maybe a silly question, but what are the benefits of more compact motion? Is it as simple as just you get the ball out quicker before a passing window closes?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get it out quicker. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, but at the same time, it's just a wasted motion. I think it's the same thing with a lot of different sports as well. You know, with golf, you want to eliminate any hitches you have in your swing, same with baseball. And then as a shooter in basketball, you want to eliminate any motions that you might not need that might, you know, limit your ability to be able to shoot it at a high level. So with that being said, it was just that being able to tell myself, okay, I don't need to drop the ball any lower in my motion, or I don't need to wind up as far or as much to get more velocity on the ball. Just being able to have hard evidence to prove that was huge from my perspective.
Now, with the Jets, as Jets fans know all too well, you'll be in the same division with a team that's on one of the greatest runs in sports history up north, New England. Bill Belichick, obviously, guy who you could argue is the greatest coach ever. Tom Brady, a quarterback, you could argue is the greatest at his position ever. How do you see this challenge? Excited about what? How excited are you about the challenge to take them on?
I'm excited. I mean, I'm more excited to just play in the NFL. You know, it's to be able to play against great competition every single week. It's going to be amazing. I mean, I really do have the mentality of going out there and it being a faceless opponent, you know, knowing that you just got to do your job every single play and you'll have a chance to win. So at the end of the day, it's not about just, you know, playing the Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. It's more of just understanding what I need to do that day, getting my job done. And if we win, we win. If we don't, then we don't. You know, that's as simple as it is. And that's really how I look at it.
To what extent have you been in touch with the other quarterbacks on the roster, Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater?
A ton. I mean, just we don't text that much, or we don't spend any time on the phone really. But you know, just being there for a week, it was awesome to be able to, you know, have conversations with those guys, understand what they've gone through in their careers, and just to be able to gain another perspective on football and life in general. So just being able to talk to those guys has been amazing. It's helped me out a ton. And they're really good guys. I think that's the key part there, is they're really good people and they want to help in any way they can.
What are your expectations for your rookie year?
You know, I think for me, I'm a goal setter. So obviously I have high expectations for myself, but I don't, you know, I don't know if I'm starting or if I'm not. So based on that, you know, not knowing that, I think going into the season, I'm just going to, whatever my role is, I'm just going to star in my role, whether I'm the backup or whether I'm the starter. So without knowing exactly what my role is right now, I can't really answer that question, to be honest with you, because I don't know exactly how high my expectations should be right now.
That's totally fair. And just to close out, this is a show that's listened to by thousands of diehard Jets fans. So do you have any messages you'd like to send to your new fans?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be a fun ride. It's going to be really fun. I already really like the people in Jersey. But I think I always talk about it, but, you know, fans, and everyone talks about it, but fans are really what drives this game. Without the fans, you know, the NFL and any sports league would be nothing. So they drive this game, and I'm really excited to be able to share, you know, my experience and my talent with them.
All right, well, Sam, I can tell you Jets fans are very, very excited to have you on board. So I wish you the best of luck in your rookie year and beyond.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's it for our show today. Thank you for listening, and thank you once again to our special guest, Sam Darnold, for stopping by. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you like what you heard today, subscribe to this show. You can do it on iTunes or Spotify, and we will deliver a new episode to your device each morning. And if you really enjoy this show, give it a good review in iTunes. We certainly appreciate it. Hope you have a great Monday, and we will be back again tomorrow.